Just bear with me. But what a cool moment in worship. I already set my heart already this morning. If I don't preach, praise God. Cody knows. Yeah, Cody told me just, yeah. But in any case, I read yesterday in 1 Kings 8, it speaks about where the priests were carrying the ark, and in the ark was just the two tablets that Moses got from God. And as they came out of the ark, they saw a cloud, and it's the cloud of the glory of God, and they couldn't minister because they were in awe of his glory. They were the priests. They were supposed to be the people that bring the word, but they couldn't minister. And my heart was said, if I don't minister, but people see Jesus, then the church is moving forward. It's not about my voice. Maybe be a faceless generation. But in any case, ek is nou al in hierdie gemeente nou al vir 3 jaar, 3-ish, half, 3.5 jaar. Ja, so ek was in 2021 in November in matriek gered. En my voorhuis, geen pastoor het alcohol gemaakt, die Heer het vir my geroep. Ek voel dit was soos a Damascus moment, but elk geval. I got saved and then eventually kom ek Wellington toe, ek het 'n kerk gesoek. Ek was eindelijk net 'n kerk gesoek om gedoop te word, want ek was desperaat. Ek weet nie of julle die website ken, Quora nie, Quora, I don't know if I said right, but this is waar die mense vra, en ek het gevra, can I baptize myself? En ek is soos, allemaal het obviously hulle opinies gegeen, maar prijs die Here, hy het vir my geleed toe dit en nie, maar ek was nogals baie desperaat. Ek het soos dominees gebel en gesê, I want to baptize myself, I just want to come to your church so that I can get baptized. I don't want to be there, in elk geval. En toe, not in a mean way, it's just, soos as dit die kaap was, had ek net gaan gedoop word. In elk geval, toe kom ek eventually, in my maand, in my eerste jaar, toe kom ek kerk toe. Die Luske het nog hier gestaan met een groen appel. En sy het vir my gegroet sy. Ek het vir Justin in die parking lot gekry. Ek ken nog die hele story. Maar elk geval die tweede sonnag, toe word ek alweer gedoop. Van obviously, soos ek gesê, ek was desperate om gedoop te word. En wat vir my cool het gestaan, het vir die eerste paar weke by die kerk was. En dis is soos om ons dominee te sweet talkie. Maar as het soos die naweek het ons gaan wors braai. Ek dink het was by Chrysalis. Ek is seker, ja. Ek hy Wally en Jack Lambrechts. En Wally en Jack is nou in Mamasbury. En ons het soos 'n fliek gekyk en ons het gechat en alles. En obviously, soos jylle klassieke onder, het aan die slaap geval. En ek en Wally het die movie gekyk en alles. En ons chat en my kop is het soos, Wally het die sona geluid toe ek hier was. So, traditional, the guy with the mic is the leader of the church. He's the dominee en alles. Eventually vind ek het, Conrad is die dominee. En hy het soos gesê, ek is die dominee van die kerk waar hy is. En hy het soos, hoe gaan het? En alles. En, ek het som gesê, Conrad, van hy het so oud gelijk, dis iemand wat ek sê, oomie. Ek is soos, die ouwe. En toe vind ek achterna, hy is die dominee wat nogal, wacht nie die dominee, maar the elder, as the Bible says. Maar elk geval, let me get started. So elk geval, ek het een paar weke terug uitgevind, ek gaan preek, en toe het ek soos een klomp goed in my list of like, I want to preach about this now, maybe about this. And it's just, I was wrestling, and then eventually steek vir Conrad my hart, ek soos, En toe voel ek hier precies hetzelfde dat ek moet deel. Dit was op my lijst, maar it was like last, It wasn't something I felt like, Maar ek voel toe die Here sê, deel oor godly friendships. En hoe dit lyk, en hoe sy hart is wat hy godly friendships wil gebruik vir sy koninkryk. And I feel like God wants to use us in the secret place. God wants to use us in the church. He wants to speak with us. Hy wil ons laat groei, jy weet. In discipleship and everything. But I feel like he wants to use friendship circles. He wants to use the church. En wanneer ons bijvoorbeeld ook in Urban toe gaan, hy wil dit gebruik. Hy wil nie net gebruik wanneer ons woord kry van mense of iemand in vriendskappe in. And that's obviously a klomp goed oor friendships. You speak about the love and it's like the sacrifice. My vriend het vir my ook koffie gekoop. What a great friend. En dat is al die goed. Maar ek voel dat die Here wil, kom ek op net 2 hoofpunte wat ek wil kom maak. Godly friendships vir my. So dis iets, as ek gaan net sê, ek het 'n klomp vriende in die kerk. Ek is nie perfect in hierdie goed wat ek gaan noem. So moet nie na die kerk sê, jy praat van dit, maar jy sukkel met hierdie ding. Ek is net soos, bro, I'm trying as well. So ek voel net, dis wat die Here op my hart gelegd was, terwijl ek geprep het was. Het soos, ek sukkel met hierdie ding. Ek wil net deel soos hoe godly friendships eindelijk vir ons meer soos Jesus kan lyk. En wat die Here eindelijk deur ons wil doen. En dat ons nie in die wereld is wat ons soos op eiers moet stap en sê, mag ek vir my vriend dit sê, of mag ek dit sê nie. Maar we in the body, we in the church, we are family. Broers en sisters, ek bedoel, hulle is hectic, hulle sê vir mekaar ding strijd. Ek voel net die Here se hart is that we would walk in more boldness and love. So die 2 punte wat ek wil noem is encouragement and correction. En dit is soos die 2 opposites, maar I mean, ja, dis wat die Here op my hart gelê het. En dan, ja, Jenna, can you put on Hebrews 12 verse 1, please? It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the little life of our faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So ek wil net focus on what it said, that we are running a race. And there's a race we are running. Ja, en ek begin van die jaar het ons die Cape Peninsula half marathon gedoen. En ek en Frank en Alex het gegaan en Eliska het saam gegaan. En toe, Eliska het nie gedraf. Sy is die rede hoekom ek begin draf het, maar sy was soos 'n coach gewees, jy weet. En toe het per die laaste 3 kilometer kom, sien ek vir Eliska soos hier op 'n heuwel. En ek was besig om te stap, ek het gaan voor PB, maar boy, I was cooked. Ek kon nie, I couldn't go anymore. En toe hoor ek net, Eliska was, Matthew, ek kan nie meer stap, jy moet begin hardloop. En vir die volgende 3 kilometer, ek aan haar gevind, ek weet nie waar Eliska nou weer staan nie. Want sy gaan soos haar stap, en weer, yay. En ek was soos, nah, let me just finish this race, you know. En eventually PB gekry, praise the Here. Dat is gevolg van Eliska, maar in elk geval, that God wants to use encouragement, in our friendship circles. Is iets waarmee ek gesukkel het vir 2 jaar. Is net soos, ek kon net die mense encourage nie. Ek het net hierdie black and white mindset van, nie grace nie, maar net soos, what is right and wrong? No. No, this is right, this is wrong. En het is soos, if you're a Christian, you know, this is right. En as iemand dit, there's no gray area, ja. As iemand iets great doen, hè? As ek soos, duh, this is in the Bible, you know. Dan is crazy soos hierdie mense, en is, oh, well done. Soos Conrad, he's by encouraging, ek soos, oh bro, hulle moes hierdie goed gedoen het, in elk geval. Maar dit is hoe ek gedink het. En toe kom sê die Heer of my, die Heer kom ek die mense kan encourage, is because I have pride. That's the only thing, because encouragement costs you nothing. But as it iets gaan kost, is it your pride. And it my pride vir my gekost. So, toe voel ek net soos, ja, dit is nogals iets in vriendskap, wat ek ervaar het, wat ek gekry het van mense, wat vir my gestoot het in die feit, wat vir my laat groei het. And I didn't give it a lot. And I'm trying my best to give it on the tennis court as well, which is the most difficult. But I'm trying to encourage people and saying, yes, and you are actually very good. And dat kost, ja, dit is nogals baie, Maar elk geval, that's why we call something sanctification. But yeah. And then Proverbs 12 verse 25, in line with encouragement, worry weighs a person down and encouraging word cheers a person up. Ek bedoel, ons allemaal hardloop hierdie reis, ons gaan kom soos ek by die 18 kilometer merk gekom het, en ek kon nie meer en ek is soos, oh, ek is seer. En in die leven is het soos, joh, het sak a bietjie. It's not going well, and we need friends to actually cheer us up and to remind us of what Jesus has called us into. Because sometimes when we have problems, then we focus on their problems, and that's the time. When Peter started not focusing on Jesus, he started sinking in the water. As one of us nie focus op die Here nie, dan ons begin sink. En ek voel net die Here wil, ja, dat ons encouragement gebruik, mekaar bemoedig om te sê, hoorie, nie glaze nie, ek weet nie of jy al Gen Z woord gehoor het, glaze. Glaze is soos, hoorie, jy maak hierdie ou, soos baie great. So ek moet nie een persoon nou jy altijd net, ja, probeer hype nie. Be led in the spirit, know when it's necessary. Ja, meneer, iemand se pride feel nie. Maar elk geval, so ja, en in die gestoor is, soos ek jong was, bedoel, alle ouwens waar hy is, ek weet nie, meneer girls met die netbal nie. Jo, hier is Talita se ma. Excuse, jy had Talita het gister teen die pads my gestoom gesê, hoor die Matthew, jy moet great preek jou ma kom. Jy het dan nie, hopelijk slaag ek so ver. Maar elk geval, het is net soos, ek en nou toe ek jong was, met netbal en rugby, ek weet nie hoe jylle gevoel het, maar as jou ma of jou pa in die kantlijn is, en hulle soos, en dit is soos, jy het hierdie confidence van, oh, I'm him, you know, ek is hierdie ou wat cool is, en het is precies dieselfde met encouragement, dat die Here, ik weet, ons doen baie goed in dit in encouragement, maar die Here wil meer van dit bring, in plaas van iemand afdruk, alles is a joke, try to build him up, it is something I'm struggling with, people know my humor, people know making a joke, but I mean, dat is sê ding van, sticks and stone may break my bones, but words don't, that is the most lie ever. Dis glad die waarheid. So, net toe, just to build someone up. It costs us nothing. If it costs you something, remember it's your pride. I'm just saying. And then, pray for encouragement. So, as jy, soos ek is, en jy sikkel, jy sikkel om vir iemand encouragement te kry. Jy soos, wat kan ek vir die persoon sê, wil vir encourage, gaan bid daaroor. Ask God for a prophetic word. En ons is 'n kerk wat glo in die prophetic, ons glo dat die Here nog steeds praat. Through the Holy Spirit. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 1, says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people as you make your request. Plead for God's mercy upon them and give thanks. And then, is it that? Yeah, but it says, plead for God's people or pray for each other. As we've wandered from a car, but to ask God for a prophetic word. Paulus praat van alle gifts, and it's just, it is here gift, and there's all this gifts, but the prophetic gift, to actually desire that, because that is what builds people up. So I say, nog geen prophetic gift and stuff, but there's hope. Because Paul says, desire it. Vraag vir die Here om vir te gee. I struggle with prophetic words when I came into the church. Van ek het uit die kultuur het gekom wat mense net het gebruik het for the money, or soos James said, for die zak. So just to pray God, to his words always align up with his word. So wanneer hy prophetic word vir jou gee, het sal altyd in lyn wees met sy woord, en is daarom op te bou. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3, precies wat ek nou gesê het, but one who prophesies strengthens each other, encourages them, and comforts them. So wanneer is mekaar encourage of prophesy oor, is het daarom mense te comfort, is het daarom mense te encourage. En ek denk dat soos vriendskappe gaan groei. En dan wil ek na my volgende punt toe gaan. Ek hoop ek doen ek okay so ver. Maar na my volgende punt toe gaan. Correction and rebuke. So this is the part where I was like, ja, my elk geval. So wat ek, my eerste punt wat ek geskryf het van, wat ek al baie gemis het, is met my religious mindset, is correction should always be, the foundation of it should always be, that doesn't look like Jesus. It shouldn't be based off my preference. Ek gaan nie daarvan, is ek gaan nie correct and say, well, listen, you are messing up. That is not how correction works. Even with conviction, ons allemaal is gereed uit verskillende achtergronde uit, en jy het die conviction van iets wat nie noodwendig so is, maar weet is goed vir jou nie. All things, you can do all things, but not all things are helpful. And that's in jou situasie, waar jy soos, jy kan nie dit doen nie, van is helpful vir jou nie. Do not go to someone and say, listen, you are doing something wrong. So that's something I've struggled with. And the common one is obviously drinking alcohol, where it's not necessarily a sin to drink, but to get drunk is the sin, but where people have the conviction of. And obviously there's settings where it's helpful to not to drink for new believers or people that come from a different background, but to, yeah, that's something I've dealt with, where people usually push their conviction on someone. But alcohol, the foundation should always be, that doesn't look like Jesus, then you correct someone. En ons gaan nou kom in die timing, hoe ons het doen, ek denk dit is baie belangrijk, And then John 15, verse 1 to 2, ek het dit een bietjie gekopy en paste van Grant Baker, 3 weke terug. So ek geef hom een bietjie credit. In elk geval, I'm the true vine and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. En ek denk dier pruning, hier die proces van pruning wat een bietjie moeilik is, kan ook dier correction is. For us to look more like Jesus can be through correction. Like I said, if the foundation of correction is to reflect Jesus and someone tells you that is not reflecting Jesus, you are aware of your sinful nature. You go to Jesus, you repent, and this thing of repenting is 180 degrees. You're changing the way you do things, and then you look more like Jesus. So there's this perspective that should change from correction, that correction isn't just you suck. We do suck because, yeah, without Jesus, we cook, but we net die ding van, dis nie net jy sak nie, maar dat actually die motive is nie soos die wereld om te sê jy sak nie, maar that we want you to look more like Jesus. We want you to grow in your faith. It's nie such a great quote nie, but I said a healthy friendship doesn't just consist of cheering, but also pruning. The most dangerous place for a Christian is when everyone is just, you are great, you are great, you are great, you are great. Blind spots is oorhals en dan sien die persoon nie hulle faults nie. En oor 'n jaar of twee, van iemand hulle correct, is dit hierdie massive ding van, what? Ek was soos die great ou op hoërskool, hoe kan jy wel sê, ek was A-span rugby of A-span hockey, hoe kan jy wel sê, ek is so great, en allemaal het my gelaf. Because they were in an environment where everyone loves them, but they actually scared to tell them what they need to do well. Ek denk dan die prentjie van, as iemand rugby speel, en jy weet, jy is rugby expert, en jy encourage die persoon, joh, jy doen goed, well done, jy is in die final, en al halftime kom, en jy soos, hierdie persoon doen goed, hulle is in die final, maar dat is iets wat hulle kan actually beter doen, wat hulle soos kan push in die race. You're not just gonna cheer, en sê, listen, ek weet van die love sandwich van, you are doing well, but, it's net soos, worry, I see something maybe wrong with your form, maybe you can pass the ball better, yeah, but you are doing well. Ek denk net, die balance van, jy kan die persoon cheer, but if there's a place for correction, to actually correct them, because at the end of the day, it's going to make them look like Jesus. both ways. Proverbs 27, verse 5 to 6. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. So, ek sê nie die mense wat so encourage as enemies nie. Dis wat ek sê nie. It's net soos, like I said, if you come from high school, everyone loves you. It's just that, ja, jy het net gewoon aan hierdie soentjies, en it's net soos, oh, I'm great. En skielik kom jy in die kerk, en it's soos, I'm part of the family. En dan kom iemand en soos, worry, braaf, dat jy gedoen het is verkeerd. En dan soos, oh, you know. So die woord hoend is nogal hektiek. Van het kan voel soos iemand het jou seer gemaak in tijdens correction. Dit kan so voel soos, joh, hoe kan die persoon dit my sê? It can be from their side, the way they said it could actually hurt you. But the end of the day, I mean, Jesus. Hy het deur baie gegaan. He got hurt. He was mocked and everything. So, net om my hartpaste te het van, when someone corrects me, take it to Jesus, evaluate it with him, Psalm 139, search your heart, and then you will find, because you're not serving a dead God, you know, wanneer iemand my correct, waarom te vat ek het nou, okay, soos, great, ek is gecorrect, nou doen ek nie die ding reg, nee, ga naar die Here toe, he will give you boundaries as well, he will discipline you, he's a living God, he's our Father, yeah. So, correction always reminds you of the ways of Jesus, it reminds you of the ways of God, when someone corrects you. Ja, en dan, nog een story, soos, wat kom by correction, toe ek, ja, soos 103 geweeg het, op school, I know, it, I'm short in 103, is, I mean, it's crazy, ek het sideways in deur ingestap, nee, ek joke, I wasn't that big, mense het nie my skade weer gebruik om cool te kry nie, maar elk geval, so, Back when I was very, very unfit, as it says, hoorie, vandag is fitnessdag, en die coach staan daar by die palen, en ek is soos, ons draf toe die onderste paal, en ek soos, ah, oh, ek gaan nie draf toe by die, soos 10 meter voor die lijn, dan draai ek om, en as het soos, ah, oh, you know, I'm doing this. En as my vrienden altyd achter my, van, is soos, hy gaan klaar hardloop, you're gonna finish this race. En ek voel, is dieselfde prankie van, where people correct us into the ways of Jesus, where we want to take the shortcut in the race. Soos, daar by Liska was, ek kon soos besluit, het hoorie, ek steek my duim uit vir 'n kar en ek gaan soos, yo, ek gaan stop daar by die wenpaal, as my tyd vinniger as Alex en Frankson, dan kan ek soos, you know, then I've actually cheated, and it's not the ways of God, that is not God's plan for me. So when it comes to correction, that do not take the shortcut, because trials are there to shape us, trials are there to mold us into the image of God. My klasse gaan kom toets met vuur, he said he's going to come test with fire, and we'll see the things that will remain within us. So, Are we correct? Are we getting into that now? So the way to rebuke or to correct is super essential. Easier said than done. Ek wil hê vanaand as ek hierdie diens eindig, sien ek soos praat ek saam een ou en dan kom jy al soos hoorie, kom gou weer saam met chat. Is hoorie, kom gou en as dit soos almal correct na mekaar en dan is die kerk net soos, you know, bit numb of ja. Yeah. Maar sure is great. So 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Meeste van my scriptures uit die NLT uit. It's saying some people on the fan, but in any case, preach the word of God, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not. Secular translation says, in and out of season, patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. So, ek love die gedeelte patiently. So, waar's Mia? So, ek het soos 3 weke terug hierdie preek geprep, en soos correction was soos one of the things I want to speak about. Dan was ek soos 3 keer gecorrect in die tijd. I'm like, dang, yo, dis nogals baie. Maar elk geval, en toe, ek dink was by Dan se verjaarsdag, soos in Stellenbosch. We went to his birthday, and we were having a vibe and everything, and I went to the bathroom, and Heinrich them were waiting for me to go home, for them to go home, I'm driving with him. En toe, met Mia, en ek weet nie wie saam Mia hulle daar gestaan het, maar elk geval, sê hulle daar gestaan by jou tannie, hulle was besig met die henna goeders, maar obviously it's not nothing deep, it's just, yeah. Any case, and I was like having a vibe, you know, like funny Matthew, people get my humor, I'm comfortable with the people in church. And I made a comment that wasn't helpful. It wasn't a sinful comment, it was just, you know, speaking without thinking, just saying a comment. I went on, and to the next day, ek het van Mia gevra, by the way, if ek dit kan deel, ek sê maar net. To the next day, toe kom Mia na my toe by die connected, en sê soos, where is Matthew? En ek sê, oh, Mia gaan seker praat van ons, gaan saam leap doen en alles. Nah. En toe kom Mia, en Mia... And Mia is soos, listen, what you did yesterday, it was helpful nie, it was a Muslim tani, jy het vir my in een awkward position gesit, en it's soos, dink ek aan, ek soos, joh, hulle het seker gedink, worry, does henna stuff or whatever is sinful towards Christians. Sorry, my time as ek moet klaarmaak. Ja, en ek is soos, dang. Net hoe die manier sy het gedoen het, sy het hier, terwijl ek gepraat is, om Ido gekom en gesê, hoorie, what you did was a bit funny part of it. Sy het my een kant toe geroep, her timing was perfect. She could have sent me a message the same day, but her timing was perfect. The one-on-one, om vir my te correct. So as timing is super vital. As jy gaan op 'n cappuccino met iemand, so met 'n cappuccino wanneer iemand in iemand se lewe gaan praat, en jy praat soos vir 50 minute, en dan die laaste 10 minute wil jy die persoon sê, maar anyways, die rede hoekom ek hier is, is net dit en dit. Jy kan nie, I don't think it's helpful for the last 10 minutes you correct them, you leave that hour after an hour, and they sit with questions. En as jy hoor, die oud gesê, ek doen verkeerde goed, maar, you know, wat het ek verkeerd gedoen? Hoekom is dit verkeerd? Hoekom is dit te helpful nie? So I think the timing when we say it, for that person to have questions, for that person to receive feedback, is nogal super vital. And then is body language, which is probably the most difficult part. Ek wil nou vanaand 'n voorbeeld gedemonstreer het, maar that's fine. So your body language, hoe ons mekaar correct, is nogal vital. To come in humble and say, listen, this is what you've done wrong. Because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. To give in love and as that person receive it in humility. Ek denk as body language, hoe is dit doen met die persoon, wanneer saam hulle praat, is nogals vital. And then your tone of voice, Grant Baker het gesê weer eens, sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. So wat jy sê is perfect. It's like, publicly, it's the go-to, you know, you correct. But how you say it will take away that message. Because for hulle is it soos, die manier hulle het gesê het, is soos, daar's hoop vir my nie, en hulle vergeet van die boodskap. They forget about what they did wrong, and then staan jy daar, and jy sê, oh, ek het hulle correct, en hulle gaan seker nou na Jesus toe, and then the person is gone after a week, because of your timing, and your tone of voice. And it's iets waarmee ek baie sukkel. So ek moes baie gerepente tydens hierdie prep. And then Proverbs 27 verse 9, as ek nou kom, na by landing. Wat sê, oil and perfume make the heart glad. Ek denk julle allemaal die, wat noem jy dit? Ja, in any case. And sweetness of the friend comes from his earnest counsel. So wat ek hierdie ding interpreted is, as it says, when a friend comes and he comes correct, as he leads us to repentance, and after they repent, and apart from acts, when you repent, there's a time of refreshment. So to actually, when you receive that correction, you receive it in humility, and you receive it in gladness, actually. That we are not in the world where, if I correct someone, then it's like, oh, the friendship might go south, you know? But we are family. To change that perspective, because I struggle with that. If I'm going to correct Alex might say, nah, bro, I can't feel left kerk toch geen ou. You know, then I'm like, nah, I need this guy. I can't correct him now. Correct him, like, when he drops you off, man, you see. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. That's not how the kingdom works. Alex should actually be like, yo, speak into my life and say thank you. To actually correct one another in boldness. We're not in this world. So we are in this world, not from this world. Alcohol. So daar's 'n paar stories wat ek gaan opsom wat kom met correction and rebuking uit in die Bybel. So ek wil 'n bietjie die Bybel gebruik. Ek wil net soos praat van experience nie. So die storie van Nathan en David, 2 Samuel 12 was 1 to 14. Ek gaan dit opsit, dis net voorbeelde. Van Nathan, wat obviously julle weet van David, wat saam met Bathsheba geslaap het, terwyl sy in die bath was. I don't think Nathan, when Nathan approached him as a friend and said, listen, yeah, this is what you did wrong, rebuked him. Ek weet nie of David actually in die volheid sou gestap het wat die Here vir hom gehad het, as Nathan nie hy boldness gehad het om te sê wat dit is wat die Here gesê het. So correction is actually super essential. The timing and everything, David is just, joh, kan hierdie ou dit doen, maar eintlik was dit hy. So just to how important correction actually is, because people might think they're fine, but they're not actually fine. And then Jesus, wat for Petrus, Jesus rebuking Peter, to Jesus say, he said, like, the officers and the priests, they're going to come get me, and I'm going to go die, and I'm done with, you know. And Peter says, no, no ways, they can't take you. And he says, no, my Lord, no, you guys know Peter was, you guys can't take me. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. Imagine ek staan in Spar en ek is besig om saam met my vriend te chat. Ek is soos, joh, die Here roep vir my Malawi toe. En Alex is soos, ek gebruik vir Alex baie vanaand. En Chad is soos, nah bro, you can't go to Malawi. Nah bro, I don't think you should go to Malawi. You should stay here. You need to find a wife first, you know, and then you can go to the nations. I'm just putting it out there that I'm single. You see, it's quick. But any case, and then imagine I tell Chad, get behind me, Satan. Like, I call him Satan. That is crazy. Mike, dang it, because Jesus knew in that moment, if he didn't rebuke Peter in that moment, Peter would have influenced all the disciples, and all of them would have been like, no, no, no. And they would have influenced other people, and the perspective would have changed. Instead, you had to rebuke Peter in that moment so the disciples could see, yo, this is actually serious. This is something that has to happen. So rebuking can be necessary, but the timing, yo, may God lead you. Because we can lose people, but I feel like God will lead you in that moment. And Paul, wat vir Peter gerebuke, hy was twee gesig, is 'n typiese ding. He was chilling with the Gentiles, and to the Jews come, he says, nah, not my friends anymore. And to Paul says, worry, yay. Yes, twee gesig, basically. You were chilling with them now, and now you pretending you're not part of them. He rebuked them because he knew the Gentiles might have felt bad, and he had to make them aware that Peter's in fault, not them, in that moment. Correction, Priscilla and Aquila for Apollos. Apollos was who's really zealous, preaching the gospel, the word of God. And Priscilla and Aquila says, heresy, bro. I feel like you need to teach something else. But Vasu Rebuki, they called him aside and said, listen, do something right. So Apollos, it's like you probably went to be on a great man. I just think it's very vital. Maybe see tonight the necessity of rebuking and correcting people. In church, in a Christ-like manner, not out of pride, like, I am him, and, yeah, Jesus, yeah. So, yeah, twee dinge weg te vat, encourage people out of love, and correct them also out of love. And if you are being corrected, receive it with humility, take it to God, and evaluate it with him. Don't try to argue your way out, even if that person is so wrong. Like, receive it, take it home, easier said than done. Take it home and be like, listen, God, what are you trying to say? If they miss the point, may you come and convict them. May you come and speak that lesson. They are speaking out of preference and out of a blind spot. So there's a two thing. I encourage one another because it's almost like the fuel for our race running for Christ. And correct one another because it shapes us into looking into him, like into his image. So want to be a great friend, last point. Want to be a great friend, love well. So correct and encourage is hierdie knowledge wat ek nou gegee het, wat die Here vir ons gee, is great, but if you just love well, I feel like everything will be an overflow. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1 says, praat van die idols, vergeet van die idols, het praat van, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up, or builds the church. So love is way more essential than knowledge. Knowledge is good, but do it in love. And then last scripture, John 15 verse 13 says, I'm gonna read my part. There's no greater love than a friend laying down one's life for friends. There is no greater love than you laying down your life for your friend. And ek het dit experience in Wellington PM. And ek wil julle komment, nie net vir my nie, wat ons vir mekaar doen. The love we have for one another is crazy. Ek gaan nou hierdie story vir julle vertel om af te sluit. Ja, dit gaan nou 'n bietjie embarrassing, maar's okay. I went for my learners. Beginning of the year, you know. And I was like, my learners expired, I need to go. My learners gaan skryf. En iemand in die kerk, met 'n groen trui, gaan nie 'n naam noem, het oor my foon gery. En sê, ek het my foon was stikken, en ek het soos 'n foon my Mandy gekry, prys die Here, dankie Mandy. Maar ek was soos, die eerste 3 dae was ek soos, ek was sonder 'n foon, this is great sonder 'n foon. Yo, like, I don't have to, like, you know, do this, I'm just chilled. Ek is sonder 'n foon, en toe is ek soos, ek gaan my learners gaan skryf, ek laat weet, my ma's baie attached aan my, so sy wil altyd weet waar ek is. So sy stretch my admin skills. So eventually, laat weet ek van, hoor, ek gaan my learners gaan skryf van 3 tot 4, maar in Beketberg maak jy verkeersdepartement 4 uur toe, hier maak 5 uur toe. So na Kop is dit soos, 4 uur is hulle, die kant ook toe. En toe ek gaan skryf my learners, slaag, ek betaal, en toe kom ek huis toe en ek stap, en ek sien soos my roommates kom, en hulle soos al 3 gestap, hulle soos baie errands, en hulle soos, hulle sien my, hulle draai om, ek soos, oh, wat vang hulle aan, hulle soos, oh, die mense soek vir jou, the people are looking for you, where are you, en I was like, what? Ek was by die learners, what do you mean? Hulle soos, your mom is looking for you, Konrad was by jou huis, en alles, en ek is soos, wat the chops, en ek kom by die phone, en ek is soos bombarded met phone calls van Shanae, van Nicole, en alles, en ek sien die boodskap, en Lavelle soos, hoor, I'm gonna go check my pair of schoen, en alles, En dit is soos, die mense in die huis, wat so my uitgestaan het was, ek was gehumble, maar die mense in die huis was soos, die hele kerk soek vir jou. I'm like, yes! I'm like, yo, you must be so important. En ek is soos, not really, but it's like, that's the love, that's the way of loving. I mean, iets wat Konrad my gesê, die selfde naweek was, if I was still missing that Sunday, they would have cancelled the service, they would go look for me. And I was like, yo, man, yo, like, you don't find family like this in the world. People love you conditionally, people love you based on their preference and their comforts. But, yo, that was nogal for me, it's very humbling to see that these people don't just speak about love, they don't speak about we live out the book of Acts, but they actually live it out. So ek wil vir julle actually commend and say, well done. Ja, en dan die mense wat gesacrifice het met loves en alles, my naam is, tweede naam is Carlos, ek het hier Carney, so, ja, dis baie cool. Ja, so net om vir julle te commend, well done met julle love vir mekaar. I've learned with correcting one another is essential, encouragement is essential. And that ultimately, the greatest friend, the man that set the greatest example, I say in say word that he's not just a master, he's actually our friend now, because he starts sharing stuff with us that masters don't, and that is Jesus. And some of you tonight may feel, Talita, kan jy dalk miskien op kies gaan, asseblief. Some of you might feel like, listen, you know Jesus, en jy, eindelijk jou verhouding met Jesus is precies dieselfde soos wat het is met Siya Kolisi of Cyril Ramaphosa. You know about him. You don't actually know him. You don't know his favorite meal. You don't know things about him. You've never spoke to him. En is van julle wat denk, joh, ek glo in Jesus. Ek het groot geword in a Christenhuis. Like, surely I'm a Christian. My mom and my dad raised me with Christian values. I'm a Christian, you know? Maar van ons can actually finance it. And if you're English, I will translate in English as well. But you need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Whether you're saved, whether you're unsaved, you need Jesus. If you were to measure your life based on the Ten Commandments, would you pass the test? No, you would not. No, you would not. That's how sinful you are. We all are wicked. God saved me out of depression. God saved me out of this obsession with getting a girl when I wasn't saved. God saved me out of pornography. God saved me out of a lot of things. I was bound to sin. I loved sin. I was prideful. I was lost. But God, he came, he saved me, and he changed my life. And honestly, there's nothing in this world, not one person, not one self-help book that can change someone's life so radically. When I got saved, I lost all my friends. Couldn't stop reading my Bible. Nothing like that happens in one day, except through the Holy Spirit. And in full Fernandez, our mentor, what desperately for Jesus nodig het. You know about him, but you don't know him. You have friends that are Christians. Ek mag dalk in PM was nou al, jy is nou in 'n tydjie in PM, maar het vriende wat Christene het, en jy dink jy is 'n Christen omdat jy vriende het wat Christene is, maar jy is nie 'n Christen nie. En ek wil eintlik Afrikaanse woord gebruik, jy is nie bekeer nie. You never repented from your sins. You're still living in your old ways. If I was to go ask your friends that's in the world, does this person live a godly life? They would be confused because that's how you do not know Jesus. So I want to send out the net and say, is there anyone who doesn't know Jesus? You know about him. You believe the gospel. You believe in glo die story van die kruis. Jy op die kruis gesterf het. But ken jy vir hom? And what I talk about, when ek praat van ken, is jy praat elke dag saam met hom. Van julle Bibles het stof op. Some of you guys don't know Jesus. And I'm calling you tonight. En het is hoor jy, ek wil jy uitstep voor my vriende vanavond, ek wil jy vir hulle sê, ken die Here nie. But acknowledge Jesus in front of everyone, and he will acknowledge you in front of his Father. He will know you. This is not to put someone to shame and say, yo, waar hoe, kijk hoe veel is jy nie. I'm just a beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. So, met allemaal so oor toe, if you don't know Jesus tonight, like I described knowing him, can you just please raise your hand and say, I wanna, okay, I see that hand.